So on the line now, I have Jenny Murray, who is Deputy CEO of Children's Books Ireland. Good afternoon, Jenny.
Good afternoon, John.
And thank you very much for taking the call. We're going to talk about support for your Gift a Book Christmas campaign. But before we get into that, just tell the listeners about Children's Books Ireland.
Yeah, so Children's Books Ireland, we're the national organisation here in Ireland for children's books. And basically, we champion every child's right to experience the joy of reading, regardless of their circumstance. So our motto, if you will, is every child a reader. And that's really our goal. It's reading for pleasure.
Yeah, it is. And it's great to see people picking up books and having a good read, and especially children. And I'm lucky enough now that my grandchildren are into reading.
Well, that's fantastic. Yeah, it is. It's so important. I mean, we cover really 0 through up to 18-year-olds. And, you know, as a child, I had the very great pleasure of being read to and enjoying books myself, being taken to the library. We had books in our school, you know, but not every child has that opportunity or an advantage, I suppose. And that's the important thing. We're trying to, you know, encourage all families to share books. And also then, obviously, our major role really is access and access to those books.
Yeah. Now, I recently interviewed Sinead Moriarty. She was after writing a children's book, and it sounds very, very,
that's right,
very,
yeah,
very interesting. So I'm actually going to get it for one of my grandchildren myself. And I asked Sinead, Kindle or books? And she said either, you know, but I think the actual book itself is great.
The book is fantastic, you know, particularly for younger children, because yeah, it's such a tactile thing, you know, the whole motion of turning the page and sharing the book together. So, you know, putting a child on your lap and sharing a book isn't quite the same on Kindle. Having said that, we are happy with everybody reading, you know, no matter what form they're reading. You know, it can be the newspaper, can be magazines, you know, a lot of people cookbooks. We're really happy as long as people are reading and reading for pleasure. But we would encourage the books. I do think, you know, picture books especially, those beautiful non-fiction books that children pore over and turn the pages forward and back and look at the detail on, you know, really important.
Yes, and there's going to be, particularly with young children's books, there's going to be pictures and art and stuff like that they can actually look at and see.
Well, completely, and you'll probably notice it with your own grandchildren, Sean. It's often when, you know, as adults, we get so consumed with reading the story, and we often don't look at those images and the pictures, and children always find details that adults miss, you know, and a really good picture book creator will put those details in, you know, specifically for children to find, and that's really lovely. And children, you know, oftentimes as well, is, you know, it mightn't be in a language that the children understand or that the parent or guardian reading to them understands, but a really good picture book, you'll be able to read it by the pictures, and that's really, really important, because, you know, you're visually literate before you can actually read.
Yeah, and there's some wonderful, wonderful books out there.
Oh, we're so lucky here in Ireland. You know, we punch well above our weight with our children's authors and illustrators. You know, we really are. We're amongst the best in the world, and we've a really vibrant children's book community here in Ireland. So we're really, really fortunate. And actually, we're one of the few countries in the world as well who has something called the Children's Laureate. And what that is a role created for a children's author or illustrator. It's an honorary role. So it is for somebody that has, you know, an established career. But what it is their role really is the promotion of children's books. So they're a figurehead, if you will, in relation to children's literature in Ireland. So it's really, really important.
It is. It's great. And especially the last couple of years, I'd say books came into their own as regards, because children were staying at home some of the time, and, you know, that had,
yeah, they did. And, you know, the libraries did fantastic things. Schools did fantastic things, you know, sending books home into the house, into homes. And, you know, it is so important, especially in homes who do not have the advantage of a books at home. You know, some families will have a library of books, and, you know, and they got used extensively throughout early lockdown. But like that, libraries really, really excelled, you know, schools. And the reading numbers went up in Ireland, you know, during lockdown. Book sales went up, library loans went up. So, you know, we've always been a nation of readers, and we did fall back on books throughout lockdown, and that was really positive, I think, because I also think, you know, suddenly, you know, parents, adults, guardians were back in the home a lot more, and so they were sharing books as well. So that's a really, really nice thing.
Yeah, and you mentioned libraries there. I interviewed libraries during the pandemic, and they were providing a great service because they were delivering books to houses that...
Yeah, like libraries did such fantastic things, and, you know, it is so important because libraries are based in communities. They're a community service and they know their own communities. So all sorts of libraries are doing really different things around the country, but they were responding to the needs of their immediate community, you know. So they were knocking on doors of older people, you know, particularly at the time of, you know, the high level of cocooning that was going on. You know, books were being hand-delivered to doors. They were doing just really extraordinary things to make sure that books got in the hands of everybody. And, you know, they really are to be applauded for it, because they just did such excellent work, and they're still doing excellent work.
Yes, they are. And now we'll move on, and we'll talk about you want to spread some positivity, but you need people supporting your Gift a Book Christmas campaign. So would you like to tell the listeners about that?
Yeah, like as I said at the beginning, you know, our goal is every child has a right to be a reader. And the big important part about that is access. And like I said, not every family has access to books in the home. So by the end of 2021, Children's Books Ireland as an organisation, in partnership with our partners, will have given away over 20,000 books. And these are brand new books. These are excellent books, specifically chosen. And these books go into the hands of children in need. So these are going into the hands of children in direct provision centres, in hospitals, into families accessing homeless services around Ireland. And they also go into schools as library sets, because we do know that if you are a family that does not have access to books, you know, the only place you're going to get access to them, if you're not handed one, is in a school setting. And so it's really, really important that we feel that we give all children access to books. So that's what this campaign is about. It's Gift a Book. We are asking the public if they have the means to support us. It's €12. We'd really like people to come on and to donate. And it just allows us to put more books in the hands of children. And the details are on our website. It's childrensbooksireland.ie. And if people want to jump on there, we'd really, really appreciate the support.
Yeah, and it's coming up to Christmas, and it's you know, you're gifting these books to children, so it's wonderful.
Yeah, and it's a book for a child to keep, you know, and like a book keeps on giving, and it's a sustainable gift as well. You know, at Christmas we produce, you know, 25-30% increase on waste and plastic packaging, you know, food waste, wrapping paper, etc. But a book is sustainable, and if there's more than one, you know, family member, it gets passed around, it can be reread. You know, like I said, like younger children particularly go forward and back on books, and parents, you'll know as a grandparent, you know, there's always those books that they return to all the time, the one book they want reread and reread and reread. But it's so important. They're a comfort as well, you know, and they're so joyful. And, you know, the artist behind them puts so much work in, you know, they're something that people work on for years to produce really, really excellent books for children and young people. It's just an excellent gift.
Yes, and so there's some old books out there as well who are still fantastic, like Enid Blyton. I think she's still as popular as she ever was.
Yeah, all the classics, you know. I mean, they're classics for a reason. Roald Dahl, Harry Potter, they're all going nowhere. They're there, yeah. You know. And again, like, make use of your library. Those books will be there. And also, I should say, is if you are unsure of what to maybe buy or what to borrow from a library or what to read, if you're a young person listening, you know, go and talk to your bookseller or go and talk to your librarian. Like, they're specialists, and it'll give them such joy. It is their job to connect, you know, a reader to their book, and they really love doing it, and they have access and knowledge of all of these things. So they'll be able to say, if, for instance, you've read the entire Harry Potter series, what to read next. You know, go and talk to them. They will have the advice to give you. And that's really important. It's just to continue the reading, because sometimes people, you know, read a series and then drop off, but there's another series out there that they will enjoy just as much, you know.
Yeah, and I was only walking around Easton's there the other day, and the colour and the imagination in the children's books department
it's such a lovely industry to work in, but they're so vibrant. You know, they're designed for young people, you know, for children to hold their attention as well. But like, they're so imaginative and creative. Like, children's illustrators just do such an extraordinary job. And like I say, we're so very lucky that we have so many talented Irish artists. You know, there's a huge number of them. We actually have books out this year. We have a reading guide out. You'll find it on our website as well. It's called Deliver the Joy of Reading, and what it is a collection of over 140 books published by Irish artists in 2021. Like our work, it ranged from 0 right through to 18. So if you are struggling with a suggestion or a suggested great read for somebody, and if you're buying maybe somebody a present, it's a great one to look up, and those books will be stocked all across Ireland. And you know, we would encourage people where possible to support their local bookstops, bookshops and buy Irish,
And you see a lot of children now and young people, and they're on their tablets and they're on their phones, and you know, it's very, very important to pick up a book and have a good read and look at the art in the book.
Yeah, you know, and it's just as entertaining as what's going on there, and it's better for their minds, you know. Like, it's you know, reading, it one of the major things of reading is it's a great support for mental health, in the way that sometimes, you know, all of that technology isn't, you know, and it's a much calmer form of entertainment. And plus, you know, it's you're so independent when you're reading a book. I think that's the really important thing to say as well. You know, you can just get on with it and do it on your own. But it's a very, you know, you're in control, I think I would say about that. So if there's a story on the page, it's your own imagination that fills in all the blanks, you know, that an author or an illustrator has left for you. So it's not just, you know, you're not just visually being shown it on a screen. And I think that's a really nice thing about books, that there's still interpretation, you know, to be had.
Yeah, and I've noticed as well in some children's books, they're personalised, where the child's name can be put into the book. That's fantastic.
Yeah, that's a new thing that's come out. And you know, it's so important that all children can see themselves in books, you know. So, you know, the industry has become much more diverse and representative over the last number of years, and that's really, really important. And Ireland is moving with the times as well, and we are finding more and more of those books on our shelves. And it's really, really important because, you know, not every child is named John, you know, and it's really important that all children can see themselves, their own lived experiences, and their own culture on the pages. And so seeing yourself on the page and hearing your own stories, you know, as simple as your own name, is really, really important.
Okay, and 20,000 children's books donated this year.
By the end of 2021, yeah, we'll have given away over 20,000. And, you know, with everybody's help out there, we hope to give away more. So, like I say, if they just want to jump on to childrensbooksireland.ie, they'll find all the information there.
And it's funding you need rather than books.
It is at the moment, yeah. We just don't have the facility to take in actually physical books. But if people do have books to give, you know, by all means, contact your local schools. Schools are crying out for new books for their shelves. They don't have access to a specific fund. There is one coming, a one-off grant coming in 2022, and we're not quite sure what that looks like at the moment. But school books or school shelves are really, really bereft of books, I would say, at the moment. So if people want to support children, they can certainly do that, or through their local charities. You know, most towns and villages around Ireland will know that there's a local charity, and they are looking for donations for presents for children in need this Christmas. So if people want to give physical books, by all, you know, to go and look local, I would say.
Okay, Jenny, well, listen, it's great work you're doing, and keep it up, and congratulations. And it's childrensbooksireland.ie.
That's it.
And people can make their donations through that and get more information.
That's it, John.
Okay, is there anything you'd like to add before we
No, just wish everyone a very happy Christmas, and thanks so much for having us on.
Thank you very much for taking the call. It's been very interesting.
Thanks, John. Bye-bye.
Okay, Jenny, thank you. Right, that was Jenny Murray there, Deputy CEO of Children's Books Ireland, and it's childrensbooksireland.ie if you want to donate or you want more information.